could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Well, Janelle, do you want to get us started? So last episode we talked about blasts from our pasts, and since then you've had another one.
Yeah, I had kind of a major one that happened, and first off, I'm going to apologize if I sound kind of bad. I've been sick all week. Anyways, so it's interesting that this happened almost immediately after we talked about this blast from the past episode. I have recently moved to a new city, and I had a new friend request on Facebook, followed by a message from said friend. This person is actually my cousin. So, of course, I accepted, and I saw her message, and she, you know, just wanted to welcome me to the city because she's now in this city that I live in, and thought, hey, maybe we could get together and go out or whatever, and maybe she could show me around a few places. And so I know this doesn't really sound awkward or weird or anything. You're like, oh, this is your cousin. Why would this be weird? It's weird because I literally haven't seen her, I think, in 20 years.
Whoa. You were just little ones last time you saw each other.
I was really young. I think the last time I saw her, I was probably 7-8 years old. Mm-hmm. Not going to get into the real reason for it, just family disputes.
Insert your own family drama and pretend that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's got some.
And so this is like a really interesting thing for me, and I was very open to it, but at the same time, leading up to meeting up with her and, you know, getting together with this person who is family, but I don't
estranged family, kind of.
And I don't know really, I didn't really know a whole lot about her either, because we weren't friends on Facebook. We weren't friends on any sort of social media platform, which is the way you can connect with people when you're not really connected with them. You'll still know what's going on in their life. So it was almost like I went on a blind date with my cousin.
How old is she?
She's, I want to say, 3 years older than me.
Okay.
So we're right in the same age bracket. And I can remember playing with her like as a kid. We grew up just down the road from each other. Aww. Our moms are sisters or twin sisters. So like, whoa. We definitely spent a lot of time together. And so it was just this whole night of catch up. And I didn't really know how the night was going to go. So when I arrived, it was kind of, okay, do we hug? Do we just sit down? And, you know, we hugged each other. And, hey, how's it going? And we got into conversation as anyone would. And there surprisingly was only just a few moments of lulls where you didn't really know what to say. Because we were just learning about each other, more or less.
Like, she was probably really nervous, too.
Yeah. Towards the end of our first drink at this restaurant that we were at, I noticed that she didn't order another drink. And I was like, okay, so maybe, like, the night's over. I don't know what's going on here. And then she mentioned, she's like, okay, so do you want to go to another place? Or, you know, I have a couple other bars in mind. And it turned out that we went out for 4-5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was.
Does she live near you at all?
I would say, I mean, she lives in the same city, but it would probably be, you know, 25 minute walk or something, but definitely
that's not so
very
bad.
Doable cab wise or something, or an Uber. So
sweet.
It turned out to be a really awesome time, and I'm sure that I'll be seeing more of her in the future.
Yay. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to kind of focus our episode on today is, I was thinking recently about having a baby, which won't be for like...
Okay, I was like, is there something you need to tell me?
No. Hard no right now, but something that I think about and look forward to more and more lately. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, I really hope I don't have a boy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I would love my baby regardless of its gender or whatever, but I hope I don't have a boy.
So
I wouldn't know what to, I literally wouldn't know what to do. At a certain age, they just appear to become so rowdy and spermy from what the movies have told me. There's just going to be a lot of sperm and I don't want any part of it.
Don't you think your fiance might be able to help you out in that department?
Yeah, I guess. But then that makes me feel like I won't be able to relate to them as well or understand what they're going through or how their mind works or how their body works. It just seems, it seems so foreign and scary to me. Do you not have a preferred gender for your future babies?
I didn't think that people thought about this kind of thing. I
mean, I'm sure most people do.
Really?
I hope so.
I mean, I have always thought about having kids and everything, and I've definitely heard people in the past say things, particularly guys. Guys never, ever want to have daughters.
What?
I've heard this so many times, and my boyfriend and a lot of his friends were like, if I ever have a girl, oh, her life is going to be, because they don't want to deal with, because they know how crappy guys are, because they remember when they were teenagers and the things that they tried to get away with or whatever it was, and they don't want to have a daughter because they know they're going to be crazy overprotective. And I've heard Adam say things to me before about giving the guy the fifth degree when he comes over to the house for the first date. Now, you can't do that.
I don't know. For some reason, the things that you just said made me really angry. I guess because, I don't know, the men who raised me to be, probably in light of them knowing how crappy a place the world can be for women sometimes, they raised me to be so strong-minded and strong-willed and just strong in general, and to know how I want to be treated and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. I can't remember too much macho, my daughter, I'm gonna protect her, you better back off stuff.
Yeah, I think it's BS. That
shit's bullshit, yeah.
And that's why it bothers me when my boyfriend says stuff like that. It really does. And I tell him.
Yeah, it would bother me too.
And I tell him, I tell him that it's a ridiculous way of thinking, that's not okay. You don't think that she can make decisions on her own.
Yeah, it's very demeaning. Yeah. Before she's even brought into the world, that they're saying things, they have to protect her, that sort of thing or whatever. And I mean, parents protect their children regardless of gender or anything like that, but you just have to raise them to be competent, confident humans regardless of if they're male or female, right?
Exactly.
So,
and I sit and I look at the way I grew up. My father was not overbearing like that, and I thank him for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I my parents watched me in a horrible relationship. They weren't overbearing and telling, they weren't necessarily the most approving of that relationship, but yeah. Were still very...
They're in your corner.
Yeah. They weren't telling me what to do or what was going to happen. And so I just... Yeah. It bothers me when Adam is like that. And I mean, and he knows that. I'm flat yeah. out straight up with him about it. But in conversations in the past, I've often found that a lot of guys don't want to have girls. I don't think that many girls are too particular about the gender of their baby. You're probably the first person who ever...
In particular, I think about the scene in Bridesmaids when the blonde friend says something along the lines of, there's sperm everywhere, or like, they're constantly masturbating and they're always rowdy and whatever. And I know not all boys are like that. Not all men are like that. Not all girls are like that. They can be totally gentle and lovely and sensitive and artistic or whatever as well, or both, or who knows, whatever. Everyone is unique and special in their own way. But I'm scared. I don't know how to relate to them when they're... I mean, I could handle... I know if I had a daughter, I know that especially girls through puberty and hormones are a freaking nightmare. I know I was a fucking nightmare for my mom mm-hmm. and all my parents, but I can anticipate that and I can understand and appreciate it. Whereas, I mean, I learned, biologically speaking, what happens to boys, but I don't freaking know how to support that or deal with it.
And that might be because you just had a sister growing up. And then you right now only have a niece.
Yeah.
So I grew up with two brothers. And I have two nephews now. And I will say that my sister had three daughters at first. And, I mean, changing a diaper when it was a boy for the first time, I was like, I don't know what to do with this. It's a bit of a learning curve in that kind of ground. And I'm sure there's a huge learning curve with kids all around. But
in general, yeah.
I would think, you know, potty training a boy would be more difficult as a female because you have no idea.
You know what? I actually kind of a little bit went through that because I was a nanny for a while. And the boy that I nannied was two and three years old in our time together. I changed his diapers and I helped potty train him and that sort of thing. And he was such a freaking sweetheart. So that was all good. But then 13 years later, I bet he's going to be a nightmare. Or maybe there will be sperm everywhere because they just masturbate constantly. As far as I understand, am I totally off base?
Where are you getting your information from? Is the masturbation not
constant? I don't know.
It just sounds disgusting.
So that's why I'd prefer to have a girl. Am I wrong? I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are wrong too. Maybe somebody else could weigh in on this. Maybe a male who's listening.
We should. Yeah, this would have been a good episode for one of our boyfriends to be part of it.
Can you please explain your raging hormones?
How many times a day did you masturbate when you were going through puberty?
But then there's this question.
I mean, girls do it too, but doesn't it's make cleaner. It's more subtle and it's way cleaner.
It's way more subtle too because boys, like when it first starts happening, they can't control that. And then you...
Boners. Just boners.
And you could... It could happen anytime. You could see it. It could happen in your pants, right?
And they always react differently about it, too. I remember coming across a couple unintentional boners in junior high. And a lot of guys would be embarrassed or hide it or go to the bathroom or something like that. I remember one guy got up and draped his textbook across it to like show that he could hang his textbook off of his boner. He got in trouble.
What?
He really embraced that.
He did like an A-frame over top of his...
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, what I thought you were going to say, which was something that happened when I was in grade school, somebody put a textbook over top of his lap to hide his boner.
No. I mean, no, that's not what he did.
Wow. So there's those who flaunt it and those who are hiding
Thinking
it.
Thinking about that now, probably a pretty sizable boner for that to be possible.
Yeah, that would be.
Interesting. Oh, I'm unsettled.
There is another thing about having... So I never really answered the question. I'm kind of the mind that I want to have both. I grew up with an older sister, older brother, and a younger brother, and I love having a big family. I plan to have a big family one day, and I'm hoping that, you know, I have a couple of each or one of each or two of one, you know, like kind of a nice little mix. And what I do really, really want is my daughter to have an older brother. I don't care if she has an older sister, because my sister and I get along really well, and it's not that I don't love her, but there was something about having an older brother that I really appreciated, I think, growing up.
They're hot friends?
No. No. It'd be cool if it was boy, girl, boy, or boy, girl, girl, or whatever.
How many do you want?
I want four kids.
Whoa, yeah, we've talked about this. Actually, because I'm pretty sure I only want one. And I know you came from like a big family, and you, of everyone I've ever spoken to, including Spencer, who wholeheartedly advocates for a minimum of three children, you are the only person who made me feel like that could be something I could get behind.
Why? How did I change your mind?
Because your family is so, you and all of your siblings really like each other and get along, and I think that's beautiful. But I see other big families with a lot of siblings who fucking hate each other, try to sabotage each other and ruin each other's lives and are mean to each other. And plus, kids are expensive.
Yeah, that's the only thing that would make me not end up having four children is just because it's incredibly expensive.
Where I'm at right now is I for sure want to have one, for sure. And then after that, there are a few things that need to be super secure before I can consider having more. First and foremost, our health. I don't want to put anybody's life at risk just to have another kid kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Mental health as well. Our relationship, Spencer's and my relationship needs to be solid. I don't want us to be trying to fix ourselves with more kids or anything like that. I want us to be happy and in a good place before we welcome another one. And then also financially, I want us to be super healthy.
Yeah.
So if we can check all of those things, and that's a pretty tall order, then I'd go for it.
Do you not worry about an only child either being lonely or being spoiled or anything like that?
I think no matter what number of kids you have, you're going to fuck them up in some way. And an only child is not that big of a deal. I mean, you just try to make them well socialized. I think my sister's doing a fantastic job with Eva. Since she was very young, way before my sister even went back to work, they put her into daycare just so that she would get used to that and be social and have that experience and, you know, learn to share and mm-hmm. how to be nice with other people and that sort of a thing. And I mean, of course, it's impossible to avoid an only child or the first grandchild to be incredibly spoiled and doted on and that sort of thing. None of us can help ourselves, but I don't worry about that so much.
I always think that I would never want to be an only child because I love my siblings so much and I know how much fun I had growing up with them.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh. I wouldn't have wanted to be an only child either. Interesting.
Now maybe you're rethinking. No. I've given you some things to think about, I think.
You have. Spencer really wants three for some reason. He only had one sibling.
I feel like you guys are going to need to compromise. If you want one and he wants three, two is obviously the obvious pick there.
Again, I've managed to get him to see my perspective and understand that I'm totally on board with more children. As long as all of those things are good to go, let's freaking do it. I'm totally on board. Mm-hmm. I just know myself, my own anxieties and stresses and that sort of thing. And I don't want to put more pressure on myself because then nobody's going to be happy. I don't want to be a stressed, anxious mom losing it all the time, stressed or not having time to relax and enjoy building a relationship with my children. I just want to be able to, this is nice and happy and I'm comfortable with this number of family members, I guess.
That's important. And I think that's really a responsible way to look at it. Sometimes people lose sight of those kinds of things just because they see a big happy family mm-hmm. and they forget about everything else that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. You can't control what types of people they're going to be. I mean, in some degrees, you can do your best to make them the best people that they can be and that you're in control of. But you can't control what types of personalities they're going to have or if they're going to get along with each other, if they're going to like each other as they're older, or if they're going to like you as they're older kind of a thing. So I don't know. I like the idea of a big, happy family like yours, but that's not always how she goes.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, whatever they come from, they kind of see themselves falling into something like that. Not necessarily all the time, but I mean, if I didn't have the big family that I have now, I don't think that I would ever think, oh yeah, I want to have four kids. Anytime I say that to anyone these days, it's like deer in the headlights. Are you insane, lady? You want to have four kids.
People are having zero or one these days. Mm-hmm. So
to be honest, that number, it could be getting smaller for the sole reason that I'm getting older. And I mean... And I know, like, you're laughing at me. I'm not that old, but
you've got a fair number of childbearing years ahead of you.
I do, but I always worry about complications and, mm-hmm. you know, miscarriages or whatever mm-hmm. those types of things could be. And I still do know it's going to be a couple of years before I even have my first child. And then the other side of it is that I don't want to be that old mom. I don't want to be, you know, in my mid to late 40s with a very young child and trying to keep up with them. Because I look at my mom and she was done having kids at 32. Mm-hmm. And now they're young grandparents and they can still do fun things with mm-hmm. my nieces and nephews. And my mm-hmm. mom and dad can still enjoy their life because all of their kids have gone on and they've moved out. We're successful. We're creating our own families or our own lives.
And they're just like 60 years old and have so much more healthy, so many more healthy years in front of them.
Yeah, and where they can do the things that they really want to do. So I wonder if, because this whole four kids thing came about, you know, this has been something I've wanted for years, but I also always thought that I'd be married right now with at least one child. And that is nowhere, I'm nowhere near doing any of those things. So maybe four children is a little out of the question.
And you raise an interesting point about, you know, miscarriages and troubles getting pregnant, because we can sit here and talk about, I'd rather have a girl than a boy, or I want one only or four only or whatever. But what if we can't have any? Or what if it's such a huge struggle? Because that's definitely common. Miscarriages are super common.
They're way more common than anyone even knows. And I'm only just starting to realize that now, because I have a lot of friends who are at that stage in their life. They're having children, and I've heard about many of them having miscarriages.
Mm-hmm. And complications and stuff. So it's tricksy. Mm-hmm.
So when are you guys having a baby?
You know, I don't know exactly, except that you've seen the countdown on my phone, so never mind. I might have a few plans. So we'll start trying. Honestly, probably a year, year and a half from now is probably when we start trying.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, but that's a nice age for me too, because then I get to be, I'd basically be the same, have the same age spread between me and my child as my mom has with me.
Yeah.
And she was always young and healthy, and now she's a young grandmother. I mean, she was 31 when she had me. She's 60 now, and she's got a grandkid and two grown daughters, and looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. That seems really awesome. Nice.
On the other hand, I have my favorite aunt and uncle, my aunt who's my godmother, and her husband. He was married before her and had three kids, and then they got married, and having children was very, very important to her, and he loves his kids, and he's an incredible father. They also have, I think it's like 13 years between them. So they had four kids together. And now his youngest daughter, I think she's 13, same age as one of his grandkids. And he's must be about 70 years old and has a 13-year-old daughter.
Really?
And he's very healthy. The warmest, loveliest, kindest. I love him so much, and funny and just gentle. Actually, he has a very similar energy to Spencer, but he's a very old father. And he just looks tired. He's got seven kids.
I couldn't imagine.
And grandkids. And he looks a little sleepy sometimes, but very happy. He also appears to be very happy. They all do. Who fucking knows? Life's a fucking crapshoot, so.
I know. Just throwing wild curveballs at you. Who knows? Maybe you guys end up having twins.
Whoa. That'd be crazy.
Too much to handle? Too much?
That could be fun.
I have friends who had one child, and they wanted to have one more, and they wound up with twins.
Oh, jeez. So the aunt and uncle I was just talking about, they struggled getting pregnant, and she ended up, they did in vitro fertilization for their four kids. And so they had their first son, and then they tried again and ended up with twins, and then tried again and ended up with one again. But again, she always wanted that and is like so freaking happy. She's also a teacher. She's just surrounded by children all the time.
That sounds like my literal nightmare. I don't think I could live. All right. Well, I guess fill us in on if you want to.
How many times you masturbated?
Say that again.
When you were going through puberty, regardless of your gender, how many times did you masturbate a day or a week? I'm so curious. Let's do a poll.
Do you think people would actually answer that?
I don't know.
Let's guess try. It's anonymous. Hopefully. Let's see how pervy our listeners are.
It's not perverted to masturbate, Janelle.
I'm kidding.
It'd be perverted if I was masturbating right now while talking to you. Gross. Which I'm not doing, so it's fine.
I don't know. I can't see your hands.
Here they are. Spencer has been gone a while.
All right. Before this gets a little too TMI... let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Is that the question that we're actually asking this week?
I think so.
Okay. How many times did you masturbate when you first discovered yourself?
Yes, please tell us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast or on Facebook at This Could Get Awkward, or you could email us if you would like to send us like a graph or something for every day of the week, how many times you masturbated. That is This Could Get Awkward Podcast at gmail.com. And you can find all of that and all of our episodes at thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Bye.
Bye. Happy masturbating and baby making.